Motherhood Issues with Brian Parent, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
We welcome you back as the conversation continues on WGNS AM/FM. Time to talk to Shelly Stanley with Read to Succeed. And Shelly, what's going on with Read to Succeed nowadays?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We are working on several literacy things coming up. That's our main focus over at Read to Succeed. And coming up on February 6th at 6 p.m. at Limbaugh Library, we have a literacy forum. So the goal of that is to talk about literacy issues, to get community input, and to talk about what we need to be doing in the community to better serve our residents with their literacy needs. So one of the things that we are trying to point out is some of the statistics about why literacy is important. Mm-hmm. And I have some statistics with me today. Literacy impacts a lot of different areas, but mainly one of the big areas that it impacts is the economy and jobs. So over 75% of all welfare recipients lack their basic education skills, and 75% of unemployed individuals also lack basic elementary reading, math, and English skills. This accumulates up to about $60 billion lost to businesses in productivity due to employees' lack of basic skills.
Wow. So it makes a huge difference.
It does. It really does. And we're seeing several local communities getting behind this. And Rutherford County is really showing that they care about literacy. And several local businesses are also partnering with us. Different manufacturing companies in Laverne have been working with us to try to better serve their clients so that this productivity number isn't affecting them.
There is a way. People who are adults and have trouble reading, they have become masters at disguise, really.
Yes.
Oftentimes, at least what I've read and what I have discovered, that they have done their best to mask the problem that they have with understanding how to read just to get by.
Right.
Do you find that?
Yes, and usually it's not an issue of intelligence. These
right.
individuals are very smart because they've come up with ways to hide, like you mentioned, their reading skills. And so usually it's just a lack of education that's directed in the way that they need it. So they've come up with all sorts of tricks and techniques to get away with not being able to read.
And it's, I guess at some point, if you're, you know, you're an adult and you have done this just to get by, it's hard to let go of that and to, number one, admit that you could use some help.
Right. It's a big self-esteem issue that, you know, our society does place a high value on education and reading and intellect, and those are all usually tied all into one. And so if somebody can't read, they're usually very sensitive about it and very unwilling to open up and expose that.
Yeah. For someone who is going through this now and they find themselves being described as what we have just got through doing here, where do they often reach out? How do they reach out? How do they get to the point where they will say, okay, I need to go to, or in this case, Read to Succeed for help?
Right. Well, usually it takes an individual three tries to finally really get up the courage and come into a program and commit to it. So a lot of times people will turn to the local library. That seems like an easy segue into finding a place that works for them. Or they'll go to the school system and ask them if there's something for adults. And generally, they're either referred to Rutherford County Adult Education if they're a higher level and ready to get that GED. If they're a lower level, they're generally referred to us at Read to Succeed, and we provide that one-on-one tutoring to better serve them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned some, you know, if they have become a master of disguise and getting by without knowing how to read, but may be very, very intelligent people, what are some of the issues that maybe were problems for them early on when they were learning how to read that kept them from that? But for instance, would dyslexia be one of those problems? Is that kind of common?
Yeah, learning disabilities are very common. In adult education programs like ours, 50 to 80% of participants have some type of learning disability. And generally, the older they are, the less likely they were to be truly served by the school systems, because we just didn't know a lot about learning disabilities even as soon as 20 or 30 years ago. So those individuals were often labeled as special education students when they really had the mental capacity to learn. They just had to be taught in a more specific and standardized kind of way.
Mm-hmm. So what are the biggest issues, I guess, facing those people? But, you know, maybe they were in school 20 years ago and didn't get the specialized education that they needed. What maybe are some of the learning disabilities that they had that are most common, I guess?
Well, dyslexia is definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. And dyslexia covers a large range of disorders. And so there's really nuances within dyslexia. Certain people also don't quite take in things correctly. It's called sensory processing. And so they just don't really take it in and process it correctly. But there's lots of different disabilities and even things like ADHD or different social things on the autism spectrum that just weren't understood. Those folks weren't really given the opportunity to learn.
We are talking with Shelley Stanley today with Read to Succeed about adult literacy. And this is one of those things that coming out in public to ask for that help is the biggest milestone, I would think, mm-hmm. for an adult. Would that be true?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And that's why we really pride ourselves on confidentiality and trying to maintain some of that privacy, that really the only person that has to know that you can't read is me and your tutor. Nobody else has to know. We can keep it very, very private. We've had people that even their spouses didn't know that they couldn't read. They've hidden it that well.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm real careful when I call their homes that, you know, I kind of guard who I am just in case they're like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask this question, because I think that's pretty interesting. What are some of the stories that come out from that? Not specifics, but someone who came to you, had trouble reading. What was the success? Can you share any success stories with
us? Yeah, definitely. We've had several people that have earned a GED, that have worked really hard to get that, because it is really difficult, especially in this economy, to get a job without a diploma or a GED. So we've had several folks do that. We had one gentleman recently that became more confident in his reading and therefore was more willing to go to the bank and do the paperwork that was required to buy a home. So he's now a homeowner due to that process. We had one of our ESL students that was here on a student visa get her MBA from MTSU. She needed a lot of help writing the essays. She had trouble with that because of her grammar. And she needed that one-on-one help, and so we did that, and she now has an MBA. So her life is greatly changed due to that.
So obviously she had to have a lot of formal education to even mm-hmm. get to the point where she was, much less, you know, to achieve the MBA.
Right, yes. She had a lot of education in her home country, but had come here to get a really good education here at our local university, and we wanted to help her with that. And, you know, MTSU was great in trying to help her, but she needed a lot of one-on-one attention. So we were there for that.
I guess a large segment of those who you help with adult literacy would be immigrants. Would that be true?
We do. We have a special program for our lower level English as a second language learners. If they're higher level, like the lady that got her MBA, then they have a one-on-one tutor. But if they're lower level, we generally put them in our English as a second language classes. And we have four of those across the county. And they usually serve between 80 and 100 people a year. So we see quite a lot of people going through that program.
And I'm sure that changes lives as well.
Yeah, it definitely does. A lot of folks come into that not being able to speak very much English at all. Mm-hmm. And through coming just twice a week, they're really improving their skills to where they can get by much easier when they go and interact in the community. They're understood better. They can understand what's being said to them. And it's a lot less frustrating for them than it would be otherwise.
Shelley Stanley, our guest, as we talk about Read to Succeed. I think maybe Read to Succeed has done a really good job of getting out into the community and letting us know that you're in the schools, that you do a lot of things for kids. And I think for those who are familiar, there may be half of that number that may not know that you do all of this adult work. I mean, that's great that we're sharing this information.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, our family literacy program is so well known, and especially Reading in the Schools Day. That's everybody's favorite. I get out the stickers and the kids are all running around. Oh, I love Reading the Schools Day. So we are known for that. But we try when we're in there to discreetly talk to parents and talk to teachers about what we do with the adult literacy program. It is less well known, but in some ways that's kind of on purpose to protect our students a little bit.
So, where does someone reach out if they're struggling with literacy, the adults, and want this confidentiality? Hearing this interview, maybe saying, you know, I'm ready to make that jump. How do they do that?
All they have to do is call me. My office number is 738-7323. And they can just call me directly and talk to me about this. If they're not quite sure if this is for them, we can talk through it a little bit. And if it's not the right fit for them, I can refer them to other programs if they feel like that would be better for them.
Now, other programs that could help them with what? I mean,
well, you know, like I mentioned, the adult education GED classes, you know, those are great classes for people that are a higher level that just need to get that GED, just finally push through and do it. There are also classes at Greenhouse Ministries. If somebody's more comfortable there, if they've reached out there before and gotten assistance through their food pantry or whatever, you know, they can go there to get some one-on-one help as well.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned the forum again, so let's go back to that. And why are you having an adult literacy forum?
Well, really, the goal of this is just to get it out in the community more that, you know, literacy is important, that we need to be educating not only our children, but also our adults that might not have the skills that they need. We're going to be talking about things like the prison illiteracy rate, that 85% of juveniles in prison have literacy needs, and 66% of all prison inmates lack their high school diploma. So, I mean, it really is an epidemic that is affecting not only the economy and our society, but it's a much higher likelihood of going to prison if you have low literacy rates.
I would also imagine that for those who, it's hard to break that cycle once they're released from prison. If they struggle to find a job because they have trouble reading, you know, that's just one more thing that piles on to an already difficult situation.
Oh, yeah. If you have a felony and you don't have your diploma, I mean, that's almost impossible to find a job. And, you know, we really want to be equipping these people to not re-repeat and to get out of that cycle. It's also a cycle that if your parents don't read well, you're more likely to not read well yourself. And that's a generational illiteracy problem. Mm-hmm. That, you know, if a parent can't help their child in school, then, you know, they're not going to do well in school. So
the forum, who can participate in this? Who can be there?
Anyone is welcome to come. We'll have food and a door prize. So if that's the only reason you come, then welcome and come on. But we'll be there. We're inviting anyone from the community. I will be there representing Read to Succeed. We have a local elementary school teacher that will be there talking about what she's seen in the schools. We have a professor from MTSU talking about their literacy program and some statistics related to that and learning disabilities, as well as Carol Gottes from the library will be there talking about the library's perspective in all this.
And the information that that people get from the forum, I mean, are there recruiting opportunities? Are you looking for people to help with Read to Succeed? Or what is another underlying maybe goal of this forum?
Well, definitely, you know, if you are interested in tutoring and not quite sure if this is for you, the forum would be a great place to come. A lot of our tutors will be there because they care so much about literacy. So that would definitely be a great opportunity if you're considering this to come to the forum. And, you know, just if you care about your community and you want to help, Read to Succeed will find a place that you can contribute.
Well, Shelley, give us the who, what, when, where, why, and such for the forum, which is coming up, okay?
Yeah. The Literacy Forum is February 6th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Limeball Library. And again, we're just going to be discussing the literacy issues in our community. And if you have any questions, you can go to our website, readtosucceed.org, or you can call us at 738-7323.
Readtosucceed.org, a good resource there. A lot of great information, contact information there as well. Anything else, Shelley?
I think that's it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Shelley Stanley joining us from Read to Succeed. And again, readtosucceed.org is where you can find them online. We'll be back to wrap things up in a moment.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.